We did get the Farm Bill passed. It was as tight as we thought it was going to be. We were making sure we knew where everyone was, make sure we had all the Republicans in place and knew where they were voting so that when we pulled that vote, we were pretty confident we'd get there. But until those green lights outnumbered the red lights, it was in the breach. And so I appreciate everyone who voted for it yesterday to move this process forward. I want to thank all the folks out there who weighed in after the first vote with folks who voted no to help them understand just how important ag policy is and just how important these changes to the SNAP program, that those changes are, and that helping folks get to the yes votes that we got yesterday. So good milestone, but that's in our rearview mirror. Now anxiously awaiting Pat Roberts' success in the Senate. I understand that he wants to be on the floor next week with his bill, and once he gets that done, then we'll start the conference process. The insiders around would know that an awful lot of folks would have bet against Pat not being able to get both bills across each of our floors by the 1st of July. But if he's successful next week and get that done, then it'll be a terrific accomplishment. That then gives us a couple of months to conference, work out the differences. Neither bill will be the one that's signed by the president. There will be a blend of the two, which is the way the process has always worked and will work again this time. I'm hopeful that now that we've got this vote behind us, that Peterson et al. Will engage in the conference process in a meaningful, helpful way. The non-SNAP titles, Colin had lots of things in there that he wanted. I expect him to weigh in on those behalf, even though he voted twice against the bill. On the SNAP side, there were some 19 provisions that the Democrats asked for in the SNAP arena that we put in the bill. So in spite of the rhetoric to the contrary, they've got things in SNAP that they wanted to change, even though they said they didn't want any changes. They proposed 19 changes that we included in there. And so hopefully we can put that bad blood behind us now and move forward.